Mindset Media Radio. In the time frame known as the Twilight Zone time frame, being a very good time for farmer or for the farmer or caretaker, or let me also say prayer warriors, and the land that he cultivates to access and share energies of intimacy. Ladies and gentlemen, let me declare that this time of Twilight Zone, when the sun is going down as you're praying, it's the time when farmers go out to intimate with their gardens, because the living organism that is planting, or the fruits that is planting, they are very responsive at that time. They are all open. Their nature of being is open, but at the same time, there's an energy that enables him to utilize that opportunity to cultivate this. Now, you're going to say to me, but why are you talking about farming? Prayer is like farming, because prayer cultivates, prayer plows, prayer plants, prayer directs, prayer enforces, prayer constitutes, prayer literally declares and prophesizes what God wants to happen in person's life, to motivate and to create the culture that cultivates that person so that he may move forward in the reality of God. Prayer does this, and a farmer also does the same thing. So God pours down his agricultural energies in the Twilight Zone time frame, but God also pours down his Shekinah glory, and God pours down his energies at the twilight season to enable cultivation, to happen. So the farmer intimates with his garden. He intimates with his land. And the land is like the place where the ovaries, the hormones are designed. Emotions are designed. They are fashioned. They are directed. They are given shape. They are given purpose. They are given identity. They are given name. So in the time of Twilight Zone, that's a time frame when thoughts, agenda, desires and plans, prayers, ideas, and the objectives of the farmer, let me also call him prayer warrior, are progressively imparted into the organism or spirit's animism. Like I said, that everything that God created in the earth has a spirit. There is a celestial energy of that thing, and there is a terrestrial ability of that thing. And there is an animism that is cultivating or being cultivated. So in everything that God created, there is a spirit, there is an animism, it's a living organism, and it's cultivated by the farmer, or I rather say by the prayer warrior. Now you say farming and prayer, how does it connect together? Listen to this. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 says, and verse 9 says, that God formed the body of Adam, verse 7, Genesis 2, verse 7, formed it out of the dust. He breathed the breath of life in that body. And then he put that body, that living man, he put him in the Garden of Eden. And guess what God did? God became a farmer. God's idea, his concept, his objectives, his mindset begin to farm, because there was an energy that God was using, the Shekinah presence, the flower of life. And God began to impart, as he's forming the tree or mango tree, as he's forming the jackfruit tree, as he's forming as he's forming everything, but he's imparting revelation, he's imparting opinions, ideas, he's imparting culture, he's imparting talents, he's imparting abilities, capacity, and also he's imparting competence, ability in within them at the same given time. So this time of Twilight Zone, it nurtures, it enables things to happen, it enables reality to become the spiritual reality, the spiritual understanding, the spiritual information to become a reality through the Twilight Zone time frame. Let me hope somebody is listening. This is a very powerful message. In the name of Yeshua, I decree that in this Twilight Zone time frame, you begin to intimate with the things you're connecting to. You begin to impart, you begin to encourage, you begin to create, you begin to nurture, you begin to parent, you begin to father, you begin to mentor these things, you begin to culture, give them culture, give them signs, give them abilities to be able to exchange through the Twilight Zone seasons. Time when the sun begins to, when the dark sky begins to start to look slightly blue, as it's shifting into daytime. Yeah, it starts to look blue. And as you go to 4 o'clock, as you go to 5 o'clock, as you go to 6 o'clock, then the sun starts to rise up. It starts to look like fire where it's rising up and where it's focusing towards the man's sight. It looks like fire. Very, very beautiful. And then from that level, the sun goes up to the time where it's shining. So that time is called twilight zone from 30 minutes past 3 at night until 5, 6, until around 6:30. It's a twilight zone in the morning. And then there's another twilight zone in the evening that begins around time shifting from daytime into evening and into nighttime. That time is called twilight zone. It happens around 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock, or 45 minutes past 7. That's a twilight zone when the sun is going down. These are times of cultivating. These are times of allowing certain things to grow, allowing certain things to literally manifest, expand. It's a time when everything that God has put in time multiplies. In the days of within the realm of numerical accountings, or it's also called economics, there is a growth of economics. But the growth of economics, everything has an economic numerical matrix in within it. When you buy mangoes, when you buy a chicken, when you buy a cow, when you buy a car, everything that literally is in the earth has a numerical value in it. And there is somewhere where that numerical value in the number and time, depending on where that numerical value is, it multiplies, and you can multiply the numerical economical value of something, and then you benefit out of that numerical value. So the numerical value that God put in everything, that numerical value multiplies, and we make it grow, we make it expand, we multiply it, we make it fruitful through prayer and cultivation during the season of twilight zone seasons. Okay, so now let me just tell you about what the twilight zone is. A twilight zone is a time frame. Now let me just read a few scriptures. Exodus chapter 30 verse 8 says, "And when Aaron lights the lamps, the menorah with the seven branches, at twilight," you see again, God commanded Aaron to light the priest in the holy place in the tabernacle. They were supposed to light the seven menorah branch candle. That seven menorah stands for the seven spirits of God that are in the earth, but it also stands for the seven emotional dimensions that God deposited in man. In the spirit of man, there are seven levels, or seven branches, or seven spirits. So Aaron was commanded to light this light, the seven branch menorah light, at twilight. This is evening time when the sun is going down. "Ye shall burn the incense and for a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout all your generations." Now what does this mean? Exodus chapter 30 verse 8. It means that that's a time when God lights our menorah, lights our spiritual energies, lights our spiritual capabilities, abilities, capacity, and increase skills and talents. When we come to pray, when you come to pray to intercede, as our prayer warriors always intercedes at this time, we have a time frame where we declare, where we proclaim prayers over the earth. And in the earth, we are speaking to the earth that has seven emotions, or let me say seven spirits, or seven attributes. We are speaking in Mother Earth that has seven continents. You know, there are seven continents. You have Asia, you have America, North America, South America, you have Africa, you have Europe. There are literally seven continents that are in Mother Earth. And you also have something that is known as seven women, because these seven continents or colonies represents the women. So you enlighten the ovaries, you enlighten the capacity of hormones, emotions, thinking, desires, energies that are in the earth. You enlighten them through this time. You'll become like a farmer. Did you know God is a farmer? And when God releases agricultural energies that pertains to the transformation, the cultivating, the administration, the management, yeah, the designing, the branding of the things that he created. Did you know that in everything that God created in Mother Earth, there is something that is called animism? everything, literally even the things that we physically make ourselves, the telephone that you have, the computer that you have, the trees, all the seeds that grow, plants, living human beings, animals, in within them there is an animism. This animism is also called spirit. So God designed in time frames, especially the time of twilight zone, that this is when you gather, you harmonize, and you decree and you proclaim, you govern, you declare. The Bible says that God brought all the animals. God literally showed, revealed the mountains to Adam, the seas and the valleys. And Adam started to give them identity, gave them genetic structure. He gave them the DNA. He gave them the structure of their name, their purpose, their reality, their vision, their mission, their objectives, their goals. He spoke it into the earthly realm. And what time was this? It was a twilight zone time frame. You know that man was formed and put in the Garden of Eden on the sixth day. So the twilight evening of the sixth day, as you're transisting into the twilight zone, as you're transisting into the seventh day, because evening and the morning, those were the first day. So evening, you transist into evening to night, and then there you are entering into a new day. So on the sixth day, as the seventh day evening, Friday night, as the evening has come, on that Friday night began now to literally now to decree over and to allow to hand over Adam a garden in Eden. A garden in Eden. From the sixth day, as you're shifting into the seventh day, that's the cross line or the transition time called twilight zone in the evening. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And the evening and the morning. The twilight zone is a time of giving offerings unto God's altar. In Exodus chapter 29 verse 41 says, "And the other lamb you shall offer in the evening twilight, and you shall offer with it the grain and the offering and the drink offering, as in the morning and the twilight of the morning, and for the sweet aroma and the offering made by fire unto the Lord during the twilight zone." This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.